Here are the local headlines for KRAI on this Friday, May 25th. I'm Shannon Lukens. Graduation from Moffat County High School is at 10 Saturday morning. Those attending can park at the Kmart lot and get a free shuttle up to the high school. At the recent Bulldog Pride Assembly, two students won cars. That would be senior Talon Flanders and sophomore Torin Farquharson. The cars were donated by Victory Motors of Craig and Scott Cook and the team at Cook Chevrolet, Subaru, and Ford of Craig and Steamboat Springs. Many other businesses helped with fixing up the cars. To be in the drawing to win a car, students had to have a 90% attendance and a 3.5 GPA, or they had to increase their GPA by 0.5%. The kids could get extra entries to the drawing if they were involved in two or more activities at the school. Both car dealerships say they will donate cars again next year. Drive slowly and carefully this holiday weekend. Colorado State Patrol troopers will be conducting saturation patrols in Moffat, Rout, and Grand counties. CSP encourages everyone to drive responsibly. Troopers will be looking for drivers impaired by alcohol and or drugs. Colorado Parks and Wildlife wants to remind boaters to also be careful and avoid drinking or using drugs when on the water. There are big fines for a BUI, and you could go to jail for a year. The gates at Yampa Valley Golf Course will now be locked at night. It's because of vandalism on the course this spring. County commissioners gave approval for the nightly closure. County commissioners also on Thursday agreed to hire 5 full-time and part-time employees. The county will implement a wellness program, too, for those who work in the county. The Luttrell Barn will officially get a local historic designation. Craig City Council gave its approval to the 110-year-old barn at its most recent meeting, and so did county commissioners. The Luttrell Barn doesn't qualify for a state historic designation because it's no longer being used as a barn. Mountain lions are being sighted, according to Colorado Parks and Wildlife. One has been seen near a home in Newcastle, and residents there are reporting small animals and cats are missing. If you see a mountain lion, Mike Porras with Parks and Wildlife in the Northwest region says do not run because it will chase.
You want to stand your ground. You want to talk firmly to it. You maybe want to wave something over your head, a backpack, a coat, maybe a walking stick. If that lion continues to approach you, then it's time to get a little more aggressive. Start yelling at it, throw things at it, rocks, sticks, whatever you have. If in the rare case it does attack, and again, that's rare, but if it does, you want to fight back as aggressively as you can.
Porras says to always carry a stick or bear spray and avoid wearing headphones in the backcountry. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is looking for voluntary board members for different groups. One group is the Colorado Non-Game Conservation and Wildlife Restoration Cash Fund. The second position is for a sportsman or woman to serve on the Middle Park Habitat Partnership Program Committee. The next meeting is June 13th in Hot Sulphur Springs. Both links to apply are on the KRAI website. Craig cleanup days were a big success last weekend. The city hauled 32 tons of trash, removed refrigerant from 104 refrigerators, and hauled away 40 tons of scrap metal. Then there were the tires. The city received 4,228 tires to be disposed of. The Pink Lady Volunteer of the Year at Memorial Regional Health is Linda Riley. She's the Pink Lady President. Registration is open for summer classes at Colorado Northwestern Community College. Also, Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper will be in Glenwood Springs this afternoon. He plans to sign 2 pieces of legislation, both regarding higher education. So he's doing it near Colorado Mountain College. The weather in Northwest Colorado today will be beautiful. Lots of sunshine today and tomorrow with temperatures in the low to mid 80s. It will cool off a bit this weekend, but still be nice and sunny, especially on Saturday. Head on over to the Moffat County Fairgrounds anytime through Monday to catch the top rodeo athletes in the state. They're competing in the Colorado State High School Rodeo Association Championships, both high school and junior high students. Swim season starts in Craig next Wednesday. The Craig Pool Complex opens for the summer at 1 in the afternoon Wednesday, May 30th. The lap pool, diving pool, and wave pool will be open. That's the news, weather, and sports on KRAI. I'm Shannon Lukens.